Warren.
Here.
Chris.
Here.
Samantha. We have a quorum.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, in King Cove office, but this is an error right now. Who do you have at King Cove office?
Yes, Mayor Oswick, we have myself, Jackie Brandle, Seward Brandle, and the three assembly members.
Okay. Cove Bay. Dawson Lagoon.
Good afternoon, just me.
Thanks, Sam. Falls Pass. Sandpoint.
Me, Mayor Albin, and Volkerton.
Acton.
Hi, it's just me, Josie.
In Anchorage.
Yes, Mayor Ostrak, it's myself, Annie, Glenora, Ernie, and Charlotte.
Okay, thank you. So we have a quorum.
Just one quick question, Rob. Why is Glenora on her own screen? I'm not sure.
She's sneaky that way.
Hi, Paul. I joined that way so I can admit the radio station and City of Accutan because they aren't on Teams, or at least one of them isn't. They have to be admitted in, and I just do that from my computer because it's easier.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just couldn't figure it out. I'm not smart enough to figure that stuff out. Okay, thank you.
Well, now that he's figured that out, Glenora, you have to try something different next meeting. Okay. We need a motion to adopt the agenda.
This is Brenda, so moved.
Thank you, Brenda.
I'll second it, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Anybody see any corrections needed on the agenda?
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
Just because we're on the agenda, I just want, and I may not be at the end of the meeting, but I want to, I'll talk to you later about the August agenda, maybe something about Fort Mulder, maybe, but that's just a heads up, and maybe, hopefully, we can have something on our agenda and next week. That's all. Nothing about this agenda, so kind of out of order. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, if nobody objects, the agenda will stand as written. Do we have any public comments on any agenda items at this time? Do we have anyone feels they may have a conflict of interest of any agenda items? Okay, we need a motion for the May 22nd minutes.
Make a motion. This is Chris on the minutes of May 22nd, 2025 Assembly Special Meeting.
This is Brent Mel second.
Thank you. Everybody's had a chance to go through the minutes. Is there any comments? Hearing none. No objections. The minutes will stand as presented. Financials. Finance Director.
Good afternoon, Mayor Osrek and Assembly. It's been a long time since we've had to do a report, and I was hoping to have a better report in terms of last year's audit, but there is a written version in there that kind of gives you a detail on where the financials have gone back and forth between the auditors and the bookkeeping company. Currently, it is in the final review process at BDO, so we should be hearing back from them shortly with the issuance. So I'm currently closing out this year, June, waiting for the last figures to come in, and since payroll's done, I've been doing a lot of closing for the payroll for the fiscal year to get those worksheets ready to go and uploaded. And I'm starting this next audit, even though I don't have the other audit finalized yet, which is kind of crazy. But here's hoping that this next year goes a lot smoother with the Cassell program and there won't be any issues that we run into at the end of the year. The FY26 budget has been put into the county system, except for the carryover budgets from the permanent fund account and the grants. We got to do a final reconciliation on those before I have the final figures to upload. I was kind of wondering how the budget process inputting was going to be in the new system, and it was actually very easy to put in, so that was great. Onto the quarterly, the end of the year marks the end of another quarter, so we had to do all the quarterly reports for the payroll. Those have been completed, and like I said earlier, we're still waiting for the last of the invoices for June to finish the quarterly reports for all of the grants. I think there's like 7 of them now, so it's quite a bit of work to wrap up those grants. And once those are done, I'll do the annual reconciliation to make sure they're all nice and tidy for the end of the year audit. The routine tests have been going smooth as usual. We've been spending a lot more time just going through all the old boxes and documents in the office, trying to get them stored digitally. But before we can scan them, there's a lot of paper that's not necessary in a lot of the boxes, so it's time consuming going through and just trying to organize them since they've been sitting in boxes for so long. Other than that, we've just been busy doing everything that needs to be done for closing out the year and starting the new year. But if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay. Thanks, Jackie. Questions for Jackie? Okay. Thank you. We need a motion and a second to bring the financials for May 2025 to the floor.
I'll make a motion. This is Josie.
Thank you, Josie.
This is Brenda. Second.
Thank you, Brenda. Danny?
Yes, Mayor, back in assembly. In the packet is the May 2025 financials. This is about 91.6% through the year. The only things I'll point out is on the first page, which is the raw fish tax. In May, we received $23,232, which is extremely low. This is about 14% of the total May fish tax for the previous 10-year average. That's a lot lower than what we typically get in May. We've not received the June fish tax information yet, but assume that it's going to be following suit as one of the lowest in history for the borough. So just so you're aware of that, fish taxes are low. Interest revenue, though, is still coming in at a good rate, which is fantastic. So that helped out a little bit. But anyways, those are the only two things that I was going to point out. As Jackie mentioned earlier, we're wrapping up June and fiscal year end, so hopefully we'll have the June information to you as soon as possible, and you can see where we're at for the whole year. Thank you.
Okay. Questions for Ann? Okay. Question on the motion.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Warren? Warren?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. And the investment report is in your packet. We don't have anything on the consent agenda. We don't have any public hearings or ordinances, so we're down to resolutions. So, with Annie, a little work on here. So, before us is resolution 2601. We need a motion and a second to bring it to the floor.
This is Brenda, so moved.
Thank you, Brenda.
I'll second it, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, I'll speak in assembly. Resolution 2601 authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement between the borough and the city of King Cove regarding maintenance of the King Cove Access Road during fiscal year 2026. During fiscal years 2017 to 2025, the borough and the city have agreed that the city would accept responsibility for performing regular maintenance services for the road. Then in exchange, the borough also authorized the city to use a borough-owned grader and excavator to assist with maintenance of the road, which they can also use on roads solely owned by the city, and pay the city $99,000 per fiscal year to conduct the maintenance. This year, we'd like to do the same thing for FY26. So this would be in the amount of $99,000 for maintenance. And with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Questions, Paul?
Annie, I just have a question about this resolution, but I guess it pertains to all the resolutions. But all the monies are already budgeted that we're talking about. There's no amendments to the budget required if we pass all these resolutions.
I believe so. This one is already budgeted in the FY26 budget in line item 10-325-8020. So yeah, this one is covered under the current FY26 budget.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Okay. So if there's no objections, resolution 2601 will stand. Or do you want to take a vote?
Roll call.
You want a roll call? I can't go there.
Chris?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Well, Paul, I couldn't speed it up so you'd catch tight, so... Okay, before us is resolution 2602. We need a motion and a second.
This is Brenda.
Josie.
Second.
Brenda.
Brenda and Josie.
And Josie. Okay. Annie?
Yes, Mayor Ospak. Resolution 2602 authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement between the borough and the city of King Cove regarding the reimbursement of expenses associated with the King Cove Access Project for FY26. The borough has entered into similar agreements from FY2017 through FY2025. I'm going to basically go to the last page of the agenda statement, but on August 5th, 2024, we did agree to pay for FY25 expenses. From the time I wrote this memorandum, I did not have the invoice. I have that now. So in FY2025, we did reimburse the city of King Cove about $37,872. Therefore, borough administration is recommending entering in a new agreement with the city for FY26 in an amount not to exceed $100,000. Money is currently in the budget under the KCAP hovercraft proceeds line item. So that's where this would be paid for out of. And with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Any questions? Hearing none. Paul, question?
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, before us is resolution 2603. We need a motion and a second. Bring it to the floor.
This is Brenda, so moved.
Thank you.
Second, Ward.
Thanks, Ward. Annie?
I'm going to defer to Glenora, please. Hey, thank you. Good afternoon. This is Resolution 2603, recognizing the Alaska Municipal League for its ongoing support and services to the municipalities throughout the state of Alaska. Since forming, AML has played an essential role in supporting and advocating for local governments across the state. AML provides vital services that include legislative advocacy, coordination, professional development opportunities, and the distribution of research and resources designed to strengthen municipalities. The Aleutians East Borough has directly benefited from AML services through their guidance, annual conferences, and representation from both the state at both state and federal levels. AML also wrote a port infrastructure development program grant for the Cold Bay Dock replacement project and successfully secured $43 million, which fully funds this project. Administration recommends approving Resolution 2603. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenora. Questions for Glenora? Hearing none. Question on the motion.
Warren?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Before us, Resolution 2604. Need a motion and a second to bring it on.
This is Brenda, so moved.
Thank you, Brenda.
I'll second it.
Second by Josie. Mm-hmm. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, I was back in the Assembly. Before you, Resolution 2604, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement between the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and the borough for the Actan-Acoon Transportation Link. In 2010, the borough entered into a co-sponsorship agreement with the state of Alaska and the city of Actan for the construction and operation of the Actan Airport located on Acoon Island. Per this agreement, the borough agreed to provide reasonable public access between the community of Actan and the airport for 20 years. In the fall of 2012, the borough began operating a hovercraft, but due to the unreliability and high costs, it was determined that the hovercraft was not sustainable and it was replaced with a helicopter. In 2014, we began operating the helicopter, which cost approximately $2 million. And then in 2019, the borough was able to get Essential Air Service to cover 50% of the operation, which now leaves us at a cost of about $1.1 million for operating. We have been operating the transportation link for more than 12 years. With approximate price tag of about $16.8 million. There's also some additional capital and personnel costs that have been paid that haven't been included in that number. We do anticipate in FY26 that we will be paying about $1,152,000, which is about 41% of our projected deficit that we had to fill in FY26. The borough has contacted the state and requested fiscal assistance for the helicopter operation, and in response, the state of Alaska has proposed entering into an MOA between the borough and DOT to provide the borough reimbursement of 50% of its costs expended to support continued helicopter services between Actan and the city in an amount not more than $1 million in state funds for this purpose. The state is proposing to use $532,000 of the remaining general funds from the FY2009 state appropriation, and then another funding source will be used to match the remainder of that $1 million, which will be presented separately for the authorization of that use of those monies. So with that, administration does recommend approving this resolution and entering into MOA with the state. Thank you.
Okay. Questions, Brad?
Yeah, I got a comment.
Go ahead.
I want to thank the administration's handling of the Essential Air Service part of the Acoon Link out there with the helicopter and approaching DOT on getting some monies appropriated to help us out here. That in itself is a milestone, I think, to get that done. So I want to thank our administration for that, and I'll be voting for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Warren. Other comments? Okay. Question on the motion?
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. So, before us, we got resolution 2605. We need a motion and a second.
This is Chris. I make a motion.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll second.
Okay, thanks, Brenda. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, I'll back in Assembly Resolution 2605 authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute Amendment Number 5 of the co-sponsorship agreement with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities and the City of Accutan. As I mentioned earlier, the borough did enter into a co-sponsorship agreement with the State of Alaska and the city for the airport. Since that time in 2010, we have entered into 4 prior amendments. 1, 2, 3, and 4, which are outlined in here if you're interested in hearing more about that. But the purpose of this amendment number 5 is to, one, approve the use of approximately $532,000 of the remaining general funds from the FY 2009 state appropriation for the purpose of matching borough funds to pay a portion of the cost paid by the borough to provide helicopter services, and two, to also extend the deadline provided in the previous amendment for investigating and, if necessary, committing to an alternative access solution as set forth in amendment number 1. So with that, this is just something that we need to do administratively so we can use those funds to help pay for the portion of the helicopter services. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie. Questions from anyone? Question on the motion?
Chris?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Brenda? Brenda?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. And the last resolution, 2606. We need a motion and a second. Bring it to the floor.
Motion, Ward.
Thank you, second,
Josie.
Thank you, Josie. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, Osprey Assembly, resolution 2606 authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute a contract agreement between the borough and Professional Growth Systems for strategic planning services in an amount not to exceed $18,000. In 2017 through 2024, the borough has hired Professional Growth Systems to provide strategic planning services for the borough. Before you is a proposal to extend that again for one more year for the March 1st, 2026 through February 28, 2027 planning cycle. This would be for $18,000, which is the lowest this has ever been due to the fact that we are pretty quick at doing the planning process now. So with that, if this is something the Assembly is interested in, that's what this is for here, for you to make that decision. Funds are available in the current budget under the administrative contract labor line. There's $40,000 in that line item, which is where this would be paid for out of. And with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie. Questions for Annie? Okay, question on the motion.
Josie?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Old business, we have none. New business. So, just for a information item. So, Annie has been with us another 3 years on a contract. So, just so you know, that her contract is up, and I am planning on signing it. So, it will take us from July 1 to June 30th of 2028. Really no changes in her contract. I think we upped her salary by about $300 to bring it up to a round number, but other than that, Somebody, it's an informational item. You don't need to do anything, but if anybody has any comments, now would be a good time to make them. Okay.
This is Brenda. I just sure would like to thank Annie for her continued diligence, her awesome work, and being able to find us the answers we're looking for, being able to balance the budget and come out with clear, making our ideas clear of what we would like to see happen. So thank you very much for your continued service, Annie.
Thank you, Brenda. So I guess I'm the one she works with mainly, and I really appreciate having her on as the administrator. Enjoy working with her. And I think from what you can see happening over the years since she's been here, and over especially over the past 3 years with everything that we've been going through in the borough, I think she does a great job, and I am happy to have her on for another 3 years. And I think she gets along well with the staff, which is a big plus, I think, for any organization, is when your staff all works together and things get done in a timely fashion and people enjoy their jobs. And I think a lot of that has to do with the administrator that we have. So with that, we will move on. And anyway, congratulations, Annie, for another 3. So, strategic plan quarterly update.
Yes, Mayor, it's Greg and Sunday. So in the packet is the Q1 strategic plan update. I'm not going to go through in this great detail, but if you do go to the vision navigation chart, it will show you that quite a few items have been completed for Q1. As you can see, this is a living document, so things are constantly moving and changing, but we have completed a lot and we will continue to do so. But if there are any questions on any specific projects or anything, please let me know. I'd be happy to answer them, or the person that's in charge of it can answer them.
Okay. Comments from the assembly? Okay. We are moving right along. Annie, would you like to lead off on reports?
Sure. All right, my report is in the packet. There has been a lot going on. The King Cove Road update, I know there's more to say than just one paragraph, but one of the items that we are involved in was one of the things was issuing this reauthorization request to Representative Baggage's office. So that has been submitted. There's also some meetings tomorrow that will take place in regards to the land exchange. So I should hopefully have some more information at the next assembly meeting. The Cold Bay Clinic project is probably 99.9% complete, which is exciting. And this grant actually ends on September 31st. So we are in the portion of trying to close that out and meeting all the reporting requirements for this project. But the last remaining items they had to do was some exterior paint work and then some touch-ups on the inside. Relocate some cameras because they were put in the incorrect location, but they're working on that. ECI, AMC, and some other of our design team went out and did complete the substantial completion inspection, so they're going through those punch lists now. But it does look really, really pretty. I will be happy to send you photos. It's gorgeous. I think that it's going to be a real big benefit, not only to Cold Bay, but to the region as a whole, and I'm very excited and proud to have this project finished. So anyway, thank you for your support, too, but this is a great project to have done, or at least close to done. Cold Bay Terminal, we have a boiler maintenance on there. We did send requests out to 5 mechanical contractors. We had 2 come back, which was Long and Cool Air Mechanical. We did end up going with Cool Air, who we've never worked with before, but they did have the lowest bid at the $10,202, so we are going to have them work on the terminal building for us there. We're also still in some negotiations with Grant Aviation and Aleutian Airways on new rates. and I hope to have the contract signed for the lease for Grant Aviation here soon to extend it for an additional 5 years. Cold Bay Dock, on June 2nd, 2005, the state did complete the bid opening for their Cold Bay Pile project. HECO Services submitted the lowest bid in the amount of $217,700, and they'll be conducting the work on those fender piles this summer. So those are the piles that were basically corroded all the way through, so those will be repaired. And then as far as the Elysian project, Western Marine Construction should have already been on site to conduct those repairs. They did have to work around the ferry schedule a little bit, but that should be finished, and Western Marine should be on their way to Sandpoint to begin that harbor project. So another project which should be done, or should be done now. So Sandpoint Harbor, as I mentioned, Western Marine Construction was supposed to be on site, well, I guess on the 13th. They'll begin doing some abutment installations here soon and then floats shortly after. So that project will be picking up, and hopefully with the goal of being finished in October of 2025, paperwork done in November, and then we should have a new float in Sandpoint. Yay! The other projects we're working on are the Sandpoint School Deed Project. UIC did arrive on site in June 2025, and they're in the process of conducting demolition. We did issue a deductive change order in the amount of $263,000 for the doors, but I do anticipate quite a few change orders coming in for some additional work that has been found along the way. One, there's asbestos that we weren't accounting for that they found. There's some structural issues with some of the beams, and there's some interesting design work that was done when the building was built with supporting beams going into doors, holding up glue lams. It's quite a mess, but we did have a structural engineer go out on site to help figure out the solution to some of those issues. It also was brought to my attention this morning that the side of the building by the gym is starting to fail, so we might be fixing that as well outside of this project, but I've asked for a quote for that this morning. So anyways, but the D project itself is proceeding on schedule, and we anticipate having that project mostly completed by August when school starts, and then final completion in October. Additional school items, one was with the King Cove School water piping. Ameresco was hired to conduct that work in the amount of $595,000. They have began demoing that project, and once again, they found some additional issues as they've been taking the sheetrock off with standing water, additional pipe damage that we couldn't see or anticipate. So yesterday or the day before, I did sign a change order in about $147,000 to conduct additional work while they're on site. That's already covered under what the assembly authorized at that last May meeting. So no additional monies need to be appropriated at this time. But if additional things are found, I'll let you know. And then also the Accutan School water heater, that project has been completed. So while on site, we also had long look at the boilers. They had to shut one boiler off due to, I mean, basically they're the boilers from when that building was built. They've never been replaced. We are now looking at replacing those because one has failed. So we are working on getting a quote for that service as well. And hopefully it's under 100,000, but if not, that will definitely come before the assembly for approval. And then lastly, we have the six-year capital improvement plan, which is finalized. But basically, the state of Alaska requires us to do a six-year capital improvement plan that outlines what we want to do over the next couple of years. Everything on this year is something we're already doing, and we've been following the procedures, so we'll be submitting that to the state, and hopefully if the governor funds it, we would get funding for it. Other than that, there's Just some other items. Insurance, everything's been bound. I put in the invoices for payment today to finance. So we've got insurance through APRA, and also the health insurance coverage was bound. And I know Assembly Member Babcock, I did get my thing in the mail, so hopefully you did too. But basically the numbers are the same as last year since we're already in the Premier system. So with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. There's a lot going on at the moment, a lot of projects, but everything's moving in the right direction. Thanks.
Thank you, Annie. Comments or questions for Annie on any of this?
Here, Mr. Mayor, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
So on the school project here in King Cove, I went in there yesterday and took a look, and they're moving along really, really fast and looks really, really good what they're doing. I was talking with them, and they said hot water wasn't in the original contract but has been added to the contract now for them to do the hot water lines also.
Yes, that was part of the change order.
Okay. Yeah, it's looking good. Hopefully it's back up by August. It's a little bit of a mess in there, but the progress does look good. And I've got everything switched over on my insurance there, Annie, so thank you for that. So.
Okay.
Other comments or questions for Annie? Okay, before we go on, I'm going to put a little plug in for the Harbor Masters. So our project here at Sandpoint, we've been working on it for the last 7 years, trying to get the floats completed. So I think it's important for each community that has a harbor. Each year they have an annual Harbor Masters convention, and they're in different places in the state each year. I think it's important to have your Harbor Masters at these meetings. We wouldn't be where we are on finishing this harbor if we hadn't been attending them. I attended a Harbor Master meeting in Seward, and there were two folks there from MARAD, and I didn't know what MARAD was at the time. And after I gave a presentation, they came over and talked to me and said, "We think we can help you out." So they were like the state harbor fund that puts money into building different harbors, except they're a federal part, and they usually did larger projects, but they were looking at doing some small ones. So basically, we got a little over $4 million from the state. We have over $5 million from the feds to be able to complete this harbor down here. So I think it's important that communities, if they can, allow their harbor masters to go to that meeting annually to keep up on what's available out there. And it also helps them with their jobs as far as knowing what new regulations out there or different funding pots that are there for different projects that individual communities are doing. So anyway, that's my little spiel for the Harbor Masters. So Ernie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and members of the Assembly. Good afternoon. The first part of my report talks about salmon in general. I attended the preseason meeting in Sandpoint on the 30th. I've attached links to the slides that Matt Kesey presented and the audio that KSDP has archived, and thank you to KSDP for always doing that for us. There was an error in the published July fishing calendar, which I have posted a link to, and it's also fixed in the South Peninsula Salmon Management Strategy, and we also found out at that time that all salmon in July are going to be retained, contrary to what was first announced. Okay. The salmon harvest so far in June has been below average, maybe dismal, you might say. On the second page, you can see, going back to 2010, what June looked like for all of Area M. Most of this talks about just the South Penn, but because of the below average harvest, none of the restrictions that could befall on us did not. And there have been openings in Northwest Stepback and Orzinski Bay. It still confounds me that we don't see any openings in Southeast District Mainland, even though Chignik Escapement is very close to the top of the bound, the upper bound. So it's interesting, and hopefully we'll come up at the Board of Fish meeting. I do have something about North Peninsula sockeye harvest. I compared the harvest as of July 4th to previous 5 years, and it was 85%, but I redid that at, compared to July 9th, which was today's report yesterday, and it's only 59% of the five-year. And South Peninsula, if you compare it to the previous 5 years, is only 27%. Of course, there was a couple really big years, so that's that. The North Pacific Council, there was a June meeting, and it was in Newport, Oregon. I attended from the office and my home. There was a lot of talk about lack of funding and resources and people having to leave because of the lack of funding. The pelagic trawl gear definition brought in the majority of public comments. They all wanted them to say it can't touch the bottom, but that's not what the analysis was about. They ran out of time and had to cut some items. I attended and submitted a comment letter and was the only testifier on the AFA program review. And I did get a little bit, I thought, from the AP and the council, where they requested staff to expand upon the importance of pollock to our communities. And the council agreed. And so it's something I had asked for them to specifically designate us as pollock processing communities. That didn't happen, but we'll get more information on our dependence on pollock, which we are dependent on pollock as far as fish stocks. December is still unknown. October will not be in person. Probably they will take up the chum bycatch of pollock fisheries in December. And I'll be testifying there as well because we're dependent on pollock. And our two council members, Angel and Nicole, were reappointed. I've listed the board meetings that are coming up this year. For the board, they've said that either in August or September is when the proposal books will come out. The board again has a special meeting next week for those who are interested. They're trying to, the department wants to kill more bears to save caribou. It's just of interest. I put a little spiel about the Tustamina. I was going to be on board, but we've canceled our trip to King Cove. Maybe better luck next year. The winter schedule review is out for public comment, and the Tusky will be an overhaul the first of from January 15th to April 30th. And then we again got no bids for the oil and gas lease sale, the 11th year in a row. We haven't got any bids on that, which is fine, I guess. And then the one thing I wanted to point out in the meetings is there is a special session called for by the governor starting August 2nd, and he called for them to talk about Department of Agriculture for the state and education reform. And that's all I have for now. I can take any questions.
Thank you, Ernie. Questions for Ernie? Okay, and then our wandering person. Charlotte, is she here?
She's here. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly. I have been wandering and I am back. I was on annual leave June 27th through July 8th, so it has been pretty busy since I got back. There's kind of a lot of things coming to a head right now. So for the electronic monitoring project, I know it seems like I've been talking about this forever, but I did actually just submit the final financial and programmatic report and the final reimbursement request, which if I haven't, I'll send that to you, Jackie. And this project was closed out by the 6:30 deadline, which is a huge deal. So overall, the Trillium project was a major success. It started as a pilot project, if you guys remember, way back in 2018, operating under EFP until regulatory implementation this year in 2025. So it spans 6 years,
5 separate NIFWIF grants totaling $2.5 million and ultimately achieved 100% voluntary participation by the entire Western Gulf Polytrol fleet and processors. So big shout out to our local fleet who really just put so much work into this project, and I can't believe it's done. I'm so glad to take this off my report and not talk about it anymore. It's been a long, long 6 years. So moving on to the cob tagging project. So I can't believe this project is also coming to a close at the end of July. So I am like, our project team is rapidly trying to finish running all of the tags from 23 and 24. We're hoping to have the NOAA tech memo submitted for publication for all of those fish by the end of July. Once those tags are done, I will also be compiling a summary report for the assembly and for the fishermen that will come ahead of the NOAA tech memos, which I anticipate will take a month or two to get published. Things are a little turbulent in the federal government right now, so a lot of things are up in the air, including publications. So, like I said, the project ends July 31st, so I'm trying to just get the remaining funds spent, paying out all the rest of the invoices, and then I'm also working on the final report for PAC States, and then, of course, our final reimbursement request, which will come next month. And then all of that will be available to the assembly, and you know, I'd be happy to give a much more detailed kind of summary of how the project went and where it's going. But obviously, my main priority is getting some documentation ready to go for the fishermen to prepare for the October Board of Fish meeting. So kind of transitioning out of that project, for the UNIMAC Acoustic Telemetry Project, you might recall we had upwards of $100,000 that PAC States allowed us to use as match towards this project. So we have also been rapidly trying to spend those monies on supplies and equipment for this project. I mentioned at the last meeting I had submitted a North Pacific Research Board proposal and in partnership with Kingfish and Marine Research and Alaska Fisheries Science Center. That project was awarded. I was very surprised, but it was awarded for the full amount of $246,000, and it starts July 1st, so it has started, and it goes through December 31st, 27. So our portion of that is about $135,000, not including the match, and that's used for charter contracting for the fieldwork, just a little bit of my salary, and then the co-development of a training manual with the vessels and their crew so that they can be contracted in the future to do this work kind of in perpetuity, because these are moorings that will, in theory, be long-term monitoring and will be placed and removed every year on an annual basis. So I'm hoping that will just be a small thing that vessels might be able to get paid to do in the future. We've been working really closely with a bunch of experts and also the fishermen to design the moorings themselves that will be in UNIMAC Pass holding the receivers. I just said PAC States has allowed us to use some of those monies to purchase the supplies. So most of that has been done. We've been working with a company to design to retrofit crab pots, or not crab pots, black cod pots as moorings, and how to fabricate those. And my hope is that we can maybe pay some of the local fishermen who have unused old derelict pots sitting around for future use. If we get to expand this array, they'll be able to help us weld and mod some of those, and we can pay them for the pots. So a lot of things going on here, but these are just kind of the prototypes that we've been building. We do anticipate two field trips for this pilot. It would be September 2025, and then also for deploying receivers and testing transmitters, and then tagging some cod, and then again in April 2026 to retrieve the moorings and look at the data and just kind of see what the signal detection looks like for those. And then just as a reminder, end game for this project is really to be able to tag fish that move across the boundary, basically the UNIMAC Pass boundary, back and forth in higher quantities, and get at kind of the proportion of fish that are moving through the pass but are still being managed separately between the Gulf and the Bering Sea. And that could apply to a lot of different species, not just peacock. Moving on to June, June salmon. So as you all are probably very aware, it has been not a great June, very slow. The bright side of this is that the fishermen are fully briefed on how to use the portal and how to do all of their own salmon management. So I've been pretty hands-off this June in terms of helping them with the day-to-day management stuff. I did work with our contractor, Cordata, to make some small changes in the portal prior to the start of June. And other than that, we didn't have to do too much changes. Two things I did want to note, though, that kind of happened later on. So the first one is that we added an option to allow drifters to start documenting their stand downs, especially when they're standing down in response to a saner stand down, and compiling those entries and adding them into the June annual post-June management report that I give the department on the portal and how the management program went. And the drifters are trying to make more of an effort to do stand downs and want to make sure that that is captured in the report. So I'm doing that and helping them with that because we don't have a great formal system for that yet. And then we also adjusted the portal so that the fleet can start using it after June in July, but only to track Chinook harvest in the Chinook Islands section. So this is obviously in direct response to the recent EO and caps that were put into place this year. And the fishermen just wanted to be able to kind of see how they're doing, you know, accruing towards those trigger numbers and then just kind of keep track. But we took everything else out. There's no more chum or sockeye or anything like that. It's just kings. The other big piece of news is the salmon tagging project. So our project team went out successfully during the June test fishery, 8th through the 10th. We released 27 satellite tags on chum and 3 tags on chinook on the last day. And we did that across the 3 different test fishing vessels. So the first day was the Decision, the second day was the On the Cape, and the third day was the Temptation. All contracted through Fishing Game. So we tagged 3 chum per set, and we did roughly 3 sets per day. The last 2 days we did 4 because we needed a little, the first pancake rule at the first sets. The scientists were struggling the first set. We needed a practice. So we basically had the fishermen identify chum that were roughly over 25 inches in length. This is all rapid fire as soon as the bag is getting rolled over. As quickly as possible, they're bringing us those fish for us to tag. And then we tagged 3 fish kind of across the sorting process. So this is all happening within 5 minutes. Just to kind of get an idea of what the survival looks like for fish that were tagged right as they rolled over versus fish that were sorted 5 minutes after the very end. Just kind of some different real life non-retention scenarios. So for the fish, for the tagged fishes, we also collected length, genetics, and scales for aging. And then we opportunistically tagged some Chinook based on some of the conversations that happened at the preseason meeting about non-retention of Chinook and how that is no longer being allowed by EO. But the permit amendment was kind of late, so we didn't get to do it until the 10th. There's a lot of other information here, but we did collect some biological samples on the remaining chum from the harvests. We just asked the crew to start sorting based on their own expertise of whether they thought it was an Asian or non-Asian chum, and then we sampled those separately for all the same things. And there's some visual maturity, and I'm also doing a small morphology analysis. And so we're working with the department to process those samples and just kind of get an idea of if different crews or more experienced crews or whoever really can tell the difference. And I got to tell you, it's pretty interesting. I thought I could tell the difference. So I'll be very curious to see what the fishermen were able to sort of sort out. Other than that, most of the tags are starting to report. It will take a couple weeks before I get all of the data back. I did receive 4 physical tag recoveries from tags that were caught in the fisheries. Most of them were in South Penn. One of them was in Bristol Bay, right outside the Noosh. Other than that, at least a third of them are getting eaten by salmon sharks. And the rest I don't have data on yet. So there will be a full report that comes after this, but a lot of really interesting information happening right now. But what we do know is that many fish survive being released from same vessels. Bada bing. Last thing, obviously, Board of Fisheries working on the October COD meeting, still trying to get all the COD work done. And I will take any questions.
Okay. Thank you for your report. I have a question. How do you know they're getting eaten by salmon sharks?
Yeah, so the beauty of... That's a great question. The beauty of the satellite tags is that we get depth by pressure, temperature, and light data. And so we typically know very specific predation events based on temperature. So when I see... When I get the detailed data back and I see that the temperature has spiked from 7 degrees up to between 18 to 26 degrees, we know that it's inside a salmon shark. Or if it's up to 38 degrees, it's typically a marine mammal that's eaten it. So yeah, it's kind of cool to be able to see that.
Interesting. So if we wanted to mess with that, we'd get a tag and then put it in the oven for a while and then see what you think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Questions for Charlotte? Okay. A lot of information. Thank you. So we are down to... I didn't miss anybody, right? No. So we're down to assembly comments. All at once. Okay.
I have one, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say thanks for having the crew down here to work on the ACTAN school. It's crazy, the water fountain works. Like, there's so much things that were not working at the school that now work, and the kids are pretty excited about it. And I just wanted to say thanks.
That's a good thing. Anyone else? Public comments. Okay. So our next meeting date is August 14th at 2 in the afternoon. So we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Everybody have a good day.
Thanks.